This is 90.9 WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Novelist Toni Morrison died Monday at the age of 88. She was the first Black woman to receive the Nobel Prize in Literature and won a Pulitzer Prize for her novel Beloved. WBUR's Ariel Gray checked in with Boston writers on the impact the acclaimed author had on their work and lives.
There are some people who seem so wise and so timeless that it's easy to believe that they'll live forever. For many, Toni Morrison was one of those people. Yesterday, Javonna Jones's phone was blowing up with messages in her group chat of Black writers in Boston.
I felt this, like, overwhelm. And so in this overwhelm of, like, you know, when, like, a family member passes away and you kind of just, like, you get choked up, you just immediately start weeping.
Jones is a doctoral student at Harvard and says Morrison has been pivotal in her development as a writer and as a woman.
I think what I was grieving was this kind of open, ongoing presence in even my own life as a reader, as a Black girl, as a Black woman, and now as a scholar of Black studies, and Morrison constantly being like a major touch point and a checkpoint along those ways.
Morrison provided a blueprint on how to archive and emphasize histories left out of the literary canon. Boston-based author Nakia Hill says Morrison's work gave context for Blackness in America.
It's a huge loss, I feel like, not only to Black writers, but just to the literary industry in general.
Morrison was the first Black author who was required reading for my high school literature class. We read The Bluest Eye, which follows two young Black sisters. Their friend is desperate to have blue eyes and blonde hair. Here's Morrison reading a passage from the novel that captures the lightness and darkness of the Black experience.
And fantasy it was, for we were not strong, only aggressive. We were not free, merely licensed. We were not compassionate, we were polite, not good, but well-behaved. We courted death in order to call ourselves brave and hid like thieves from life.
Morrison's emphasis on writing nuanced Black lives paved the way for other writers to articulate their own experiences in an authentic way. Even in the wake of her death, there's a feeling of peace. As writer Nakia Hill points out, Morrison's words will extend beyond her lifetime.
The beauty about being a writer is, like, your words live on forever. So, like, I just hope that other, you know, young writers of color just pick up her work and just learn to appreciate it.
In that way, Morrison's legacy is only just beginning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ariel Gray.